This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Domestic violence deaths in Colorado dropped by more than a third in 2023 compared to the year before. CPR's Haley May has more on a new report out today from the State Attorney General's office.
58 people died from domestic violence last year, down from 94 the year prior. However, Attorney General Phil Weiser says while deaths have fallen to pre-pandemic levels, other domestic violence incidents are increasing, in part because victims aren't seeking help.
We know that because when we see fatalities, in many cases, there are not prior encounters with either the criminal or the civil justice system. One of the key messages that this data tells us is we need to do a better job enabling people who are suffering to get help, to be supported, so they don't end up dying in a tragic situation.
Domestic violence represents more than 10% of all Colorado homicides since 2019. Haley May, CPR News.
As Colorado Springs City Council considers an increase in the base rates paid by customers of the city-owned utility, the average household is already paying about $9 a month more. Colorado Springs Utility CFO Tristan Gearhart says that's because the fuel rate just went up to help cover the rising cost of natural gas.
The fuel commodities that we buy are really pass-through costs that we adjust on a quarterly basis through electric cost adjustments and gas cost adjustments. Those are different than the base rates.
Natural gas is used both for heating and various appliances. It's also part of producing electricity, so electric rates will also be affected by fluctuations in natural gas costs. And Wolf Creek Ski Area in southern Colorado won this year's race to be the first open this ski season. A recent storm system dropped 26 inches of snow at the mountain. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 206.